God, did you just splash me? You should know that means war. Oh my God. Bear. Have you learned your lesson? Oh my God. I live by the ocean, and I cannot think of the last time I did that. That was fun. Yeah. Oh, wow.
Sun is setting already.
God. Seems like the day went by incredibly quickly. Yeah, I had fun. This was the best date I've ever been on. Oh, this was a date, right? Like, when you agreed to meet me, we kind of kept that open, but now, after spending the day together, good. I'm glad. I was worried that you just wanted me to be your friend. I am your friend. I'm happy to be your friend. I just want to be more than your friend. Or is it too early to say that? I mean, we've known each other for a few months, but only, like, met today, and I'm kind of rambling, aren't I? I'm glad you find it cute, at least. I tend to do it a lot. You know, it means a lot to me that you're willing to come all the way out here to meet me. Okay, I suppose it's a nice beachside town too, but it's not like going to a resort or anything. You really don't have to stay at a hotel, you know? You can just stay at my family's home. It's really my house. My parents don't live there anymore. It would just be us alone all night. My parents? No, they're alive. They're retired. Offshore. Come on, you've seen all of Innsview. Time to see my home. You've already dropped your stuff off there, of course, but it's time to see the inside. If you want. You can leave your car parked where it is. No one's gonna mess with it. Come on. I really do think that this place is one of the best kept secrets in New England. If I told you how cheap the land is, you'd think I was lying. Everything's affordable. Everyone knows each other. Everything's laid back. I can't imagine leaving. Yeah, everyone did kind of give you a side eye, didn't they? When we ate lunch at the diner, but that's just because you're an outsider. If they see you around more, they won't treat you like that. Folks around these parts don't truck with outsiders much. Really though, they're decent working people. They like things the way they are. Peaceful, prosperous, safe. It hasn't always been like that here. You know, the town used to have a different name. Long ago, there was a scandal. A big one. No, really, there was. I guess you could call it a cult? I probably shouldn't say that loud, even if I am a local. Most people still think of it as something more legitimate than that. Anyway, some outsider came in, saw what the cult was doing, and freaked out. He called the police, there was a brief investigation, but then things got heavy. Officially, the feds raided it, but it was a lot more than that. They sent in the Marines. They killed a lot of people. took a lot more away, and they never came back. The old folks say that the Navy even dropped depth charges outside the bay. Seems crazy to me, but it happened. How'd they get away with it? Well, it was between the wars. There was the Red Scare after World War I, too, and they just had to drop some hints about communist infiltration and the right congressman, and no one asked any questions. So, yeah. So I guess this place had a bad reputation, so no one from the outside really wanted to live here. Some of the relatives of the people that got killed moved back home, and there were quite a few people who weren't taken by the government. Over time, they rebuilt, changed the town's name, worked hard, stayed quiet. They did everything they could to fit in, and I guess they succeeded because this is just considered another town in New England. It's kind of sad, though, if you think about it. We had all these customs and traditions, and yeah, I guess you could call them a cult, right? But so many of them are gone now. No, not all of them. Maybe if you're lucky, I'll show you some of them later. Anyway, I didn't mean to get all serious just yet. I just, you know, I wanted you to know why things are the way they are. And here we are. Home, sweet home. Come on in. Oh, thanks. It's not big or anything, and it's really old, but I try to keep it clean and in good shape. Go have a seat on the couch. I'll get you something to drink. Water, soda, beer, wine. Good choice. I'll be right back. And here you go. Do you mind if I sit next to you? I mean, yeah. I do have an ulterior motive, sitting here, so close to you. I want your hands on me. Yes. And I want you to... That is the best kiss I've ever had. I'm pretty sure it's not the same for you, but wait. Just a second. I'm sorry. I need to slow things down. No, I haven't changed my mind about being here. I want you here. I want you, period. But first, we have to have an uncomfortable discussion. I didn't lie to you about anything, but there's a lot that I didn't tell you. And it wouldn't be fair to you if I didn't explain things before we bred. Oh. Fucked, I guess, is the better word for it. You can leave now if you want, or after we've spoken. I have to tell you some things that are probably going to be really upsetting. But I'm never going to remove your choice to leave. I know it's a little odd for someone like me saying these things to you. I'm not as big as you, and I'm certainly not as strong as you. I just need you to understand that while I think I'm your destiny, you might disagree. The others just wanted to kidnap you. I did tell you that this might be upsetting. No, no, no. You're not in any danger, and you wouldn't have been if they had kidnapped you. As weird as that sounds, the people in this town would never hurt you. It would be like burning their homes down with their families inside. You're their future. They only wanted to take away your free will because they were afraid. Yes, afraid. Afraid that you wouldn't want me. Afraid that you wouldn't meet me here. Afraid that you couldn't handle the truth. And I'm scared right now. Here. I'm even trembling a little. The possibility of rejection is terrifying. Especially when it's someone you love. And I do love you. I've loved you since before I met you. Or even knew you existed. And I think you feel the same way. What do you remember about your mother? I know she passed away, but did she ever say anything about where she came from? She didn't? Didn't you ever find that odd? Didn't you ask her? She refused to talk about it. And I bet your father didn't tell you before he passed either. This is where you're from. This is where your mother was from. She grew up in this very house. Your mother and my mother were sisters. They both shared the same destiny until their wedding night. Don't leave, please. Don't leave, please. I promise once I get through this, I'll answer your questions. I'll do whatever you want. Just please don't leave. Our mothers were chosen because of their bloodline. They were descendant from priestess. Yes, yes, of the cult. I hate that word, but at least describing our religion, it's old. It's older than Christianity, older than humanity, but we're descendant from almost perfect beings, the best of humanity and them. Those who live beneath the waves, who can live forever, the deep ones. Father Dagon and Mother Hydra blessed the union of our ancestors. It was different back then. The deep ones simply claimed any human woman they wanted. It was brutal. I'm glad I don't have to suffer such a fate. Our mothers did. My mother recovered quickly, mentally and physically. Yours was traumatized. I understand why. They didn't explain anything to either of them. They were both still so young. Your mother might have been scared, but she was also smart and tough and wanted to protect you. She was pregnant when she ran away. By the time anyone realized she was gone, she was deep inland, far, far away from here. That's where she met her husband. I'm sure he was a wonderful man, but he was not your father. Your father is my father. Dagon himself came out of the sea to claim his birthright. He made us on the same night, in different women. I'm your cousin, and your half-sister, and I'm in love with you. That's not everything. No, that's not everything. It would be impossible for me to tell you everything, but all of these things are just details. There's really one important thing. I love you, and you love me. Do you remember the dreams? That's where I first saw your face. I think you saw me in yours as well. Your father couldn't explain them, could he? I bet he sent you to a doctor. I knew it. You saw such beautiful things beneath the waves, didn't you? Not just me, silly. No. Places. Beautiful places. great temples that make the churches of men look like sandcastles of a child, incredible statues. Perhaps you even saw the dead god himself dreaming of us. True beauty. We could go there and see these things together. I am a priestess of this town. I didn't choose to be, I didn't want to be, but my mother promised me that one day I'd meet my brother and marry him, and he would be king, my king, and I would be his queen, and you are my king. Any woman here would be honored to be bred by you. It's a lot to take in. I know, you're panicking. I can see it. You're wondering how much I lied to you. I didn't lie about anything. I've been very, very careful about that. I would never have told you I thought you were attractive if I didn't find you so. No. I initiated contact with you because I knew who you were, but I only kept chatting with you because I wanted to. Because we clicked. Everything I told you about myself, the things I love, the way I behave, my fears, my dreams, they're all true. I care about you deeply, as much or more than the old faith, and I want you to have a real and true choice about what you do tonight. You can take your time and think about it. I think you've already made up your mind, though, so you can sleep down here on the couch. There's a shower. You're welcome to anything in the fridge if you get hungry or thirsty. Or you can follow me upstairs and do what comes naturally to you. So let's find out if you're more drawn to the sofa or the sway of my ass as I walk. That's right. Follow me up the stairs. Yeah. There. Down the hall. Watch me as I take off my shirt and my shorts. And now we're in my bedroom. I'm nude, vulnerable, and yours. Completely. Would you please take your clothes off too? I'm dying to know what you look like. Yes, you're so handsome. Can I touch your cock? Okay, maybe it's a little silly when I said that, but I've never done any of this before and I want to be good for you. Oh, God, you're so hard and big and getting bigger. Oh, your body's changing already, even before you started breeding me. You're growing taller, your skin is getting thicker, your eyes have become large and beautiful, and your claws and teeth are razor sharp. You're magnificent. No, I absolutely have not done anything to you. I never would. You're my brother, you're my love. This isn't a curse, this is your blood. Don't be ashamed of how you look. You're powerful, manly, and perfect. That's right. Come to me. Don't worry about talking or anything beyond this night. We're each other's world tonight. Just follow me to the bed. Come closer. Stand over me while I lay down. There's something I need from you. I want you to drag your claws down my sides. Don't worry about hurting me. That's kind of the idea. There. Like that. Oh, fuck! Ah, no. No, it's fine. It's fine. This is what I want. This is what I want. It just hurts a lot. Okay? It just hurts a lot. But let them gouge into me. Uh-huh. Start at my ribs and fuck! Keep going down my waist. Ah! Finish on my ass. Oh, fuck. Oh, that hurt. That hurt. And I'm bleeding a bit, but... I'm so fucking wet right now. Now that you've marked me, it's yours. No one would dare touch the property of a king. So, will you honor me with your cock, brother? Will you bless me with your seed? Oh, God. You're so, so big. Up close to me. I can do this. I can do this. Just let me spread my legs as far as they go. Oh, fuck. Oh, Mother Hydra, you're splitting me open. Fuck. Finally, I'm complete. Look, fuck me, my love. Breed me, please. I beg. Fuck. Yes. Yes. Yes, I do. I would end up beneath you. When I first saw you get out of your car, felt any resistance melt away with that first smile. I was yours. Does that make me a slut? Do you want me to be? Yes, I am your slut. Oh, but only yours. I only want you inside of me. I want, no, I need my brother's cock. Day or night, any time you want me. Come with me over and over. Use me again and again. Take me here. Take me on the beach, on all fours, under the moon. Let the whole town see how virile and handsome my brother husband is. Carry me beneath the waves like our father took our mothers. Oh, ravage me, fuck me, even if I scream in pain. Take me, fuck me harder. Show me how you need me, how much you need to come inside me. Oh, gods, I can't take much more of this. I love you, but, oh, gods, please come in me, please. I need you come so much. I need to be filled, please, I need you to come in me, please, breathe me, please. Give me your cum, yes, I need it, please, yes, Look. Oh, my love. That was incredible. I never imagined it could be like that. I hope I felt good enough for you. Did I do it right? That was my first time. God, I want to be the only woman you need. So I guess I have to learn to be your perfect mate, don't I? No, don't pull out yet, please. Just stay there a bit, please. All right. Oh, I need to feel this close to you. I never knew, but I missed it so much. I can't believe how good it feels to be united with you. Oh, no need. No, you don't need to look in the mirror. You're human again. You're human again. Oh, but don't worry. I still think you're handsome. The gills on your neck won't go away. Though they'll be hard to spot when you're not actually breathing underwater. Of course you can breathe underwater, silly. Wow. Oh, I guess we got serious pretty quickly tonight, didn't we? Depending on how you look at it, we're just long lost brother and sister who finally found each other. Or a man and woman falling in love. This is a happy moment, no matter how you look at it. So we should laugh and celebrate. How about we start by going for a night swim?